Comet Bennett. I'd still like a verification on the docking angle because that's what we'll be using for computations of alignments and everything else. Let's see if there's anything else.
Flight Ecom.
Go ahead, Ecom.
Okay, well, let's terminate the battery B charge at 55 plus 50.
Okay.
And at the same time, I'd sure like to have a cryosterol all four tanks.
Well, let's wait till they get settled down a bit more.
Roger.
Fly GNC.
Go GNC.
Okay, would still like to re-enable the other two quads for the maneuver.
Okay, when rolling to 060, you want them to enable C and D, right?
Right.
Do you want them to disable A and B?
No.
Okay, all four quads.
We have a couple jet maneuver.
Roger.
Decom, ECS.
Copy, Capcom.
Go.
Got it.
How about meet me on CSM-1, please?
I'd like to confirm their figure.
Go ahead.
So I'm looking at this C-27. We have been going 180 degrees out from this thing.
I don't understand it. I wanted to talk to you guys about it.
Yeah, we're, figure we came up with was adding about 14 degrees to it. And when we do add 14 degrees to our temp shown, boy, we're damn close to right on the money.
To the other tank.
Yeah,
tank one.
When you do a comparison of tank one by adding 14 degrees, you're right there.
You want the whole works?
Yeah, the whole
okay.
Works.
What are they saying? Add 15 degrees? Subtract 15 degrees.
Capcom, we want the configuration.
We came up with that on past history.
I don't understand.
Before the failure.
Apollo 13, Houston. The next thing we'd like you to do is to...
When you take data that we had before the failure, Si, and you add 15 degrees, 14 degrees to that data, it checks out that way.
Who put this thing in anyway? It doesn't say.
And in
Shelby Owens, 5530. You want to call Shelby?
Battery charge and battery B.
Sagan,
want to call Shelby Owens?
One other request we'd like to
yeah, you might give him a call.
No, why don't you give him a call? Because you know what you're handling there. He's at 5907.
What track mode, what servo, and what beam width.
Okay. 5907.
That's over in 45.
Okay, we'll give him a call.
Okay. I'll keep the monitor up on this loop.
Okay.
Anything else?
Okay.
And we had a good lockup. Just after we started the maneuver, I was able to lock you up and get real good signal strength. And it just seemed that right there at about 239 degrees in yaw, that the signal strength would just drop off and yaw would go to zero and pitch would go to 90.
Roger, we copy. And the TV show was great.
Flight GNC.
Oh, GNC.
Can we verify that they enabled C4 thruster?
Okay, I'm going to maneuver to 060, 090, and 0.
Okay, verify that they you're showing it disabled yet?
Yes.
Capcom, we're still seeing C4 thruster disabled.
Ecom EPS.
I was waiting for you to call me.
Yeah, they haven't shut up.
Check C4 thruster.
Flight Ecom.
Go Ecom.
We've got 40 amp hours back in battery B now.
Okay.
You got it, Flight.
Okay. Okay, all flight controllers, I want to go around the horn and pick up anything you need configuration-wise. Tell them you.
Go ahead, flight.
You still worried about any configuration items?
Negative. The LEM heater current indicates that the LEM was properly closed out. They apparently have not closed the LEM hatch yet.
Okay. So you're happy that you don't need them to verify that, what is it, activation 2-3 of those pages we were on?
That's right, it was TLC 2 and
Ecom, span conference.
Okay. Go.
Hey, what do you think about that gauging thing? You think that's a lot of...
Well,
who are you,
I haven't had a chance, Arnie, to talk to my guys in any detail.
Okay.
They think it's they're 180 out. So, why don't you stand by a little while?
Okay, well, just remember, it's an open item. You got the original.
I got it.
Index, we'd like to... know if that's 2.0 precise or if it's 2.1 or 1.9.
No, it's minus 2.0 precisely.
Okay. Thank you. Got your answer, guys?
Roger, fine.
Okay, go with it. Okay, GNC, you got any configuration items here?
Negative flight.
Capcom, looks like the last item we need here is a stir on the H2 and O2 at their convenience.
Okay.
Coming up on an MCW, huh?
Yeah, 55, 52.
13, we've got one more item for you when you get a chance. We'd like it there, up your cryo tank.
That MCNW already occurred, Ecom. I missed it. Thank you.
Okay.
5552, it came on. Thank you.
Ecom on Ecom 1 loop.
Okay, let's make sure we get the stir first, George. Can you hang on? He did read it up to them. Guys, look at your O2 quantities and see if you see a big change.
Go ahead.
Are you going to ask the crew about that antenna configuration or not?
They give it to us. They're in auto, narrow, and primary.
Okay.
Flight, guys.
Go, guys.
We finally got our Delta H update. Do you want to just read it up to the crew or airpoint you?
Let's see. Now, can we collapse dead bands and do all that good stuff if we uplink here?
Why don't we just read it up to them?
If they enter it through the disky, are they going to do it?
Stand by one.
Now, we haven't stabled out in that attitude yet, so I don't think we can have any problems.
Right, I don't think there's any problem. They haven't opened up dead ends yet.
Yeah, that's just what I'm saying. The time to do it is now, guidance.
Flight gun.
Go, guidance.
As long as he's in poo and don't reselect it, he can...
ECS, he can.
Or enter it.
Go, he can.
You getting your stir now on the O2?
Okay. Might be.
No, that's data.
Why don't you got a
We've gone off the high gain.
Crew checklist anyway on board, don't you?
Right.
Don't you got a page update? Well, why don't we read it up to them and that'll serve both purposes.
All right.
Both have mattered as well as why don't you tell them what page you want in the checklist.
Okay.
Flight, tell me.
Go okay,
tell
me. We showed the problem here.
What's the matter with the data,
the,
Ecom?
The heater current looks normal.
Okay.
We got more than a problem.
Okay, listen, you guys. Flight. We've lost fuel cell 1 and 2 pressure.
We lost O2 tank 2 pressure.
GNC, you want to look at it?
And temperature.
Okay.
Roger. Stand by, they got a problem.
See a hardware
respect.
Roger,
main B
undervolt. Or Ecom?
Negative flight.
O2 tank 2 pressure?
I believe the crew reported.
We got a main B undervolt.
Okay, flight, we've got some instrumentation flights. Let me add them up.
Roger.
Okay, stand by at 13. We're looking at it.
We may have had an instrumentation problem, flight.
Roger.
Okay, let's get our instrumentation lined up here, you guys. ECS, what do you got? Brownie, you copying us? Air to ground.
The voltage is
O2 tank 2.
Looking good, yeah.
Pressure, O2 tank 1 fluctuating.
Coming down on O2 tank
1. And we had a pretty large bang associated with the caution and warning there. And as I recall, Main B was the one that had a amp spike on it once before.
Okay.
Okay. Is that pressure coming down?
say you want the wide beam width there?
It's come to 373. It hasn't moved.
Is that reflected anywhere?
Negative. No, it's
negative,
not a signal gate at those times.
Say again, Larry?
No signal gate. No common signal gate.
We're starting to go ahead and button up the tunnel again.
Si, we got to find out what the configuration is on the cryo tanks, on the heaters and fans.
We
can determine that.
The sensor on see now on O2 quantity 2, it's was oscillating down around 20 to 60%. Now it's full scale high again.
Roger.
Okay, let's check our electrical now, you guys.
Hey, we've got some problems with fuel cell 1 and 2. If we believe the data we got.
Restart on our computer, we want to fix it.
APS Econ.
Yeah.
Okay, you reported an AC2 glitch.
I was running some calculation.
How about you, Steve?
Negative.
Okay, there's AC2 again.
There we go.
AC2.
ECS Econ, does that reflect your AC2?
Fuel cell 3 current's gone to zero.
By the way, search tank's holding in there.
Okay.
Okay. We need to put a fuel cell on bus B.
Okay.
So we like
flight Econ?
A lot of instrumentation problems. Go ahead,
that's fine.
Hey, he's removed fuel cell 1.
He's flipping our fuel cells around, flight.
Well, let's get some recommendation here, Si, if you got any better ideas.
Okay, EPS.
Fuel cell 1 is disconnected from A. We need to reconnect fuel cell 1 to A and 3 to B. See if we can reconnect them.
Okay. Flight Econ?
Go ahead.
He's got fuel cells 1 and 3 are offline. We've got main A volts. We have no main B volts. Have an attempt to reconnect the fuel cells. Fuel cell 1 to main A, fuel cell 3 to main B.
3 to B, right.
Okay,
fuel cell. Just try that.
1.
Back to main A, fuel cell 3, back to main B.
Main A, 3 to main B.
Let's see what happens.
Okay, now, do we have instrumentation problems?
Well, it does appear we've lost AC bus 2 voltage. Main B is reading 4 volts, and that effectively takes AC2 away from us.
Okay.
He was showing those barber pole on board.
Yeah, and he reported barber poles on the on the fuel cell on board too,
flight.
Let's see if we can get our DC back.
Roger. Go ahead, GNC.
Verify that the quad delta helium valves are open.
Now, are you seeing an attitude problem, or are you seeing some bilevels that are giving you problems?
No, it's some low pressures in the fuel and oxidizer, which would be symptomatic of the helium valve closing and firing some jets.
Quad number 2 helium valve open?
Quad delta.
Larry, you don't believe that O2 tank 1 pressure, do you?
No, no. No, search tank's good.
Gotcha.
Manifold's good. ECS is good.
Delta helium valve.
Any other problems in the RCS?
Okay, is that all we can come up with for them? We got any other recommendations?
Yeah, we wanted to get fuel cell 1 configured to main A, fuel cell 3 to main B. Did you pass that up?
Let's attempt that flight.
13 Houston, we'd like you to attempt to reconnect fuel cell 1 to main A and fuel cell 3 to main B. Verify that quad delta is open.
Wide beam with flight at 55.05.04, the best we can tell.
Okay, Houston, I'm showing, I tried to reset, and fuel cell 1 and 3 are both showing gray flags, but they're both showing zip on the flows.
I copy, flight.
We copy.
Let me commiserate on that. What do you think about that, Dick?
It means they're connected to the bus?
He's got his grays. But we're showing zero...
And he's reading zero on the currents on board.
So are we.
Right.
You want a reverse configuration?
Yeah, putting
okay,
one to
gotcha.
B and three to A.
Roger. Flight Econ?
Go, Econ.
Let's reverse a configuration request.
Okay, but wait a minute. We got a good main A bus. Let's make sure that whatever we do doesn't screw up main A.
Fuel
main
cell A 2 is on main A flight.
Okay.
I'm not going to ask to change that.
Okay, what do you want to do?
Let's try to put fuel cell 1 on main B, fuel cell 3 on main A. We'll use the other sensing circuitry.
Fuel cell number 1 on main B.
Fuel cell 3 on main A. We're not going to touch fuel cell 2 flight.
Okay, but if we got any problems in the system, I want to make sure that we don't blow the voltage off main A, and then we're not going to be able to see anything.
We're drawing a...
Can we review our status here, Cy, and see what we've got from a standpoint of status? What do you think we got in the spacecraft that's good?
Main bus A is reading 25 volts.
Okay, main A.
And that's reflected by the fact fuel cell 2 is putting out 53 amps, which is just about the most it can and keep our voltage up.
Okay.
So that's bona fide. AC bus 2 is 0, which is reflected by the fact we lost main B.
AC bus...
Econ, this is EPS.
Standby flight. Go, EPS.
Let's throw a battery on bus B and bus A.
Okay.
After we sack it out.
Okay.
We're getting under volt.
Clay Econ.
ZNC guidance.
Go ahead, Econ.
Okay. If we want to keep much...
ZNC guidance.
Standby, he's changed configuration. Got battery A on main A.
He's
got battery A on main A now.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So that's what I was going to ask you, put a battery on flight.
Okay, let's go.
Go ahead, Econ.
We need on the Bravo. Our high gain won't drive without AC2.
Okay, you want Omni Bravo?
Right.
EPS, Econ?
Yeah.
Why don't we just drive fuel cell 1 on main B by itself to see if that takes?
We're showing low N2 pressure on fuel cell 1. We're showing low O2 pressure on fuel cell 3. I want to suck out what those fuel cells are doing here. We might have a pressure problem in a fuel cell, it looks like.
Yeah, see the
fuel cells simultaneously.
That can't be.
I can't believe that right off the bat. But they're not feeding currents.
Yeah, if you believe that N2 pressure, we blew a sphere.
Okay, Clay, we got Omni Charlie and high bit rate.
Yeah, we might have lost fuel cell 1. And it looks like fuel cell 3 is gone,
right.
Too.
Talking
to that
O2. Say again, Bang?
I don't know where to start. We're reading 15 PSI on fuel cell 3 O2.
Yeah, you want to get an onboard readout, Bang?
Yeah.
Okay. You want fuel cell 1 and N2?
N2 and fuel cell 3 O2 pressure.
Those are the only two that are bad. Flight Econ?
Go, Econ.
Okay. Let's get a readout on a couple fuel cell pressures here.
Okay.
Fuel cell 1 N2 pressure. Fuel cell 3 O2 pressure. We're reading 0 N2 pressure in fuel cell 1 and 13 PSI on fuel cell 3 O2 pressure.
Okay, you want fuel cell 1.
N2 pressure.
N2 pressure. Fuel cell 3. What do you want there?
O2 pressure.
O2 pressure. Capcom, let's get those as a start.
13 Houston,
flight guidance. Go, guidance.
One is hardware restart. He was doing a crew defined maneuver, and that should have killed it, but
fuel cell 2.
Restart.
Go ahead.
I think we ought to disconnect fuel cell 3 from bus B. It's not doing a bit of good. And fuel cell 1 from A. Let's disconnect them and take those pressure readouts again, if he's reading the same we are.
Oh, you want to get it off
and see if we can bring those pressures back up if we remove the load.
Quad D helium valve. That look like that's cleared up, Roger. That's cleared up. Why, we're in good shape. Okay. Now, are we using RCS now?
That's affirmative. We're going to have to switch the
thrust. Now, wait a minute.
I'd see the temp's not coming down. The TCU is hanging in there.
Yeah, this the fuel cell 3.
We're showing the radiator heat rejection is standing.
Standby.
1A.
Give me a minimum fuel usage configuration that'll keep me out of it.
I telling you?
Go tell me.
The LEM heater current's become essentially static.
EPS Econ.
Roger.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Later on.
This is...
And, which is 3 oxygen, says 0.6.
2 Baker says 0.6, and say again the other one.
Fuel cell 1, nitrogen, reads 0.
Roger, 0.
We confirm that, right, Dick?
Right. That's what we're reading.
Okay.
I just get his 302 readout, but we're reading 8.6 now.
He said, didn't he say 2 Baker? It's 0.6?
Fuck, I need that RCS stuff as soon as you can.
Okay, we came up with those numbers,
Blake.
Okay,
Si.
Just Mexico, Si.
Let's remove the load from the fuel cell and see if it'll recover.
Do you want to take, make sure the fuel cell 3 and fuel cell 1 are disconnected, huh?
Take fuel cell 3 off the bus.
Okay. Fuel cell 1 and 3.
Yeah.
Econ. Flight
Econ?
Go ahead.
Why don't we try, leave fuel cell 2 alone and just make sure that 1 and 3 are disconnected from both buses. And make sure that there's absolutely, won't be any load on them at all. And let's see what happens to those cells.
See if we can get that O2 pressure up on fuel cell 3. Okay. What do you want to do? Open circuit fuel cell 1 and 3?
That's firm flight.
Okay. Capcom, let's recommend we open circuit fuel cell number 1 and number 3 and leave fuel cell number 2 as is.
And take some
okay,
more
1 and 3, open circuit 2 as is. And earlier got a report from them that 1 and 3 were reading gray but zero flow.
Yeah, Capcom, let's amend that. Econ from flight.
Flight Econ.
Why don't we just open circuit 1 and make sure that we don't have any problems getting that back onto the bus. Let's
okay,
just watch it for a while before we make any further moves with 3.
Roger.
Okay, Capcom, let's just open circuit 1 of those right now.
13 Houston, we'd like you to open circuit fuel cell 1. Leave 2 and 3 as is.
Okay, I'll get to work on that.
Flight
GNC. And Jack, our O2... quantity number 2 tank, is
reading
0, did you get that?
We confirm
that's Roger Flight, that's the AC problem.
Okay.
Roger.
Yeah, that's
just
the AC, and it looks to me, looking out the hatch, that we are venting something.
Crew thinks they're venting.
Roger. I heard that, Flight.
Into
Fight, Econ.
Go ahead, Econ.
Let me know when that shows up.
Roger that. Well, we've already seen some of it.
Okay.
Right.
Go ahead.
We've got a problem here.
N2 pressure is reading 0 on fuel cell 1.
Get anything that looks abnormal in your
fuel cell 1, O2
is all right.
It's 54. Now it's 10 psi below H2.
See anything that with the instrumentation you've got that could be venting?
Okay, fuel cell 1, you just wanted off the line now, Jack. Is that right?
We just wanted to open circuit fuel cell 1.
Okay, she's off the line.
Let me look at the system flight as far as the venting is concerned.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Now, fuel cell 3, the one, we look like we've got good N2 pressure.
Econ.
Flight, say again.
Have you called in your backup Econs now? See if we can get some more brain power in this thing?
We got one here.
Roger.
Flight Inco.